The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access radio station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, then please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Carolyn Weston with Blind Spot, program produced and presented by the Southland branch of the Association of Blind Citizens and sponsored by South City Pharmacy, committed to you and your health. You're currently listening to Southland Community Radio, which is 96.4 on your tuner, or you might be listening to us via the podcast on the internet. No matter how you choose to listen to us today, we hope you will enjoy our program. No, and I'm not reading this either. I'm actually memorized it. Well, that's an introduction. Now, we apologize for any strange sounds that you may hear on our program today. There is some work happening in the building downstairs, and sometimes the noise can drift up into the studio. So we just want to say sorry if you hear some unusual noises. Now today I have Liz Anstis, and she's going to wear two hats today. The first hat she's going to wear is the Red Puppy Appeal Coordinator for Invercargill, and then she's going to put on her branch chair hat. So first of all, Liz, let's talk about Red Puppy Appeal.
Hello, everybody. Yes, well, it's that time again. Red Puppy Appeal. So, Friday the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd of March, about 4 weekends away, we'll be out there collecting again for our beautiful, wonderful guide dogs that do an amazing job helping guide vision impaired and blind people about. We're going to be at all the supermarkets in Invercargill this year.
Every single one.
Every single one.
Is that including the Plaza?
The Plaza as
well. Wow, that's cool.
We're also going to be at Mitre 10. Mm-hmm. And we are back at the warehouse.
Now, yay. You haven't been able to go there the last year or so. But this time you can, and that's good.
Yep. So, and also we're going to be at the stadium on the Saturday at the International Food Festival that's happening down there too.
Yes.
So that's really good, and we appreciate the support that everybody, the supermarkets and the warehouse and Mitre 10 give us for letting us come out and collect. And yeah, so unfortunately we don't have many guide dogs in Invercargill, some have retired or passed away.
Yes, and I'm just going to tell people that my guide dog who used to come, I had two guide dogs. First was Image, and she used to come to the and help me with the recordings, and more recently there was Tane, who was Black Labrador. He was retired about just over 2 years ago now. Unfortunately, Tane passed away about a week and a half, nearly 2 weeks ago, so that's very sad for us. Our house is very quiet because we have had a dog in our house for at least 21 years, and all of a sudden it's no dog anymore. It's very quiet indeed.
It will be very quiet. Mm,
so I miss him a lot. And he's happy now with my father. Mm. I said Grandpa will look after him. So.
Yeah, exactly. But our volunteers who are going to be outside the supermarkets collecting in the warehouse in Mitre 10, well, not in Mitre 10, but they're going to be bringing along their pet dogs also to help out their friends to collect this money for our guide dogs.
Right.
So that's really good that we're allowed to bring pet dogs along now to help collect. So it's good that the Red Puppy Appeal team in Auckland have got that sorted now, and we just don't have to have the guide dogs there. We can have the volunteer pet dogs come along.
Are you going to have any of the little toy Guide Dog Puppy for sale? Are they all
gone? They're back up in Auckland. Unfortunately, right. They don't want to be able to do that because it's too much of a hassle. So, no.
Okay.
There's no wee puppy dogs available for sale or cookie cutters for sale. But right.
They probably sold all those cookie ones.
Yes. They're very popular. I know that much. But we just appreciate. I know last year we made over $4,000 in Southland for Red Puppy Peel, which was $2,000 up from what we made the year before. So we do appreciate the support that we get from the public and kindly the donations that are made to us.
Now, do you need any volunteers?
Yes, I am looking for more volunteers, more the merrier, because we've got, like I've said, we've got all the supermarkets, plus Mitre 10 in the way. We've got all these sites now. I have got my volunteer list from Auckland.
Yep.
But I'm still putting the word out there because as my blind friends will be out there collecting, I need to make sure that I have sighted volunteers with you guys to help collect. So, yes, if they want to come and help collect, they can get in contact with me on 03-55-35-354 or my cell phone on 027-58-58-02I.
Yeah. So you can ring the Invercargill phone numbers there, that Liz, and I'll get Liz to give those numbers at the end of the program in case, so if you want to get a piece of paper and pen, and you only have to volunteer for an hour or two. You don't have to volunteer for the whole day. And it's fun volunteering and helping out, and you never know, you could be with a blind person, and you never know, that person may have a guide dog with them.
Exactly.
And if not, well, we'll have our white canes instead.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's great to help out with
Guide Dog Day. Yes. It really is. And don't worry, you won't be standing for that hour or 2 hours. I always make sure that there's tables and chairs there for you to have a wee seat. And I'm always floating around with a volunteer driver to get me about and keep an eye on all of you and make sure you're all looked after. So it's an important appeal. It's very special and close to our hearts. I have a pet dog myself who's very precious. So, you never know, one day I might have to get a guide dog.
You might do one day.
Having the support from these appeals, we very much do appreciate it.
Now, let's change your hat. So take that one off and put the new one on and be branch chair. So something's really exciting's happening at the end of March, and that's our general meeting.
Yes.
Our first one for the year. Yes. And we've got two visitors coming for that general meeting.
Which we're very excited to say that the president the national president, I should say, Jonathan
Godfrey
is coming down. Yep. And also Rose Wilson is also coming down.
And she's the executive officer. I always think of her old name I had to say Jonathan Godfrey, been the president for about 3 years now, and it's the first time he's come down as national president, other than the conference, of course.
Yes.
And I don't think we've had a president visit to the branch as such, maybe about 7 years, about 7 or 8 years. Clive Lansing came down one time.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was national president, and that's about 15 years ago now, about 15 to about 13 or 14, 12 years ago. It was really lovely going around visiting all the branches and meeting everybody and talking to people and finding out what it's like. It's a really good idea.
It's going to be really good for our members that come along to the meeting. So that's on Saturday the 30th of March at 1:30 till about 3 at the Blind Foundation on Queen's Drive.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really good, you know, for the president, for the members to have their say and, you know, meet Jonathan and meet Rose in person, but especially to meet the president. It's very exciting, and the committee's looking forward to meeting and catching up with Rose the day before as well. So
and we'll
really
have
good
afternoon tea as usual. To finish up. So I think it's really important to come along if you're a member. If you're living in Invercargill, you should get a phone call about a week beforehand, and if not, if you live outside of Invercargill, you would have recently received your newsletter, because I just received it last week. So you, if you're getting it by post, you'll have it in, if you haven't got it now, you'll have it in the next day or two. And it'll give you all the details about getting to our meeting at the Blind Foundation, which is in 172 Queens Drive. And so that's where we usually meet. And that's the same as the committee's going to meet with Rose
on the Friday. So that'll be really good.
So that's good as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're always looking for new committee members.
Yes, we are.
I know everybody does, but.
Yeah, well, I gave you guys a shock and surprised you all last year with taking on the chair. So
yeah.
We're always looking for new members or, you know, just and come along and join us.
Yes, because although we had three new members, one person's resigned already. And we have fun as well as doing work. And we do have work to do.
Well, we're planning to have a wee quiz at the general meeting, aren't we?
So we're
not going to bore you with all these talks and all that from Rose and Jonathan and the committee, but have a wee quiz and make it a fun afternoon as well. So
maybe you better listen to the chase, although we probably will have some New Zealand questions you won't find on the chase.
Don't worry, I've already started to work on the quiz and I've got some good questions there. You know, a little wee prize to win if you get the question right. And we'll try and make it as fun as we can and as interesting as we can for the general meeting. So please do come along. We'd love to see you, new members or old members.
Yes, and if you are a client of the Blind Foundation, you do not have to be totally blind or blind to be a client. You can start losing your vision. You can still come along now and register as a Blind Foundation client because the old criteria has been done away with.
That's really good. Yes. It's great to hear.
So anybody that's starting to lose sight, having cataract problems or any other problems with your vision, go and see Gordon. Again, he's at the Blind Foundation between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Monday to Friday, and that's at 172 Queens Drive in Invercargill, or you can call the 0800 number if you're outside of Invercargill, 0800 234444.
I had to think of that. Glad you remember that off by heart.
Yes, I had to think of it. I had to warn you. But it is the correct number, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's really good that this new way has came in. It's going to make life so much easier for the public.
So what we're hoping is that more people who need our help will come. And also those of you who might be starting to lose your sight can come a lot earlier and have early intervention instead of waiting until things are getting so bad that you can't manage anymore and you have to go into home, because you may not need to go into home. Now, just to finish off, because we're just about finishing the show, let's go back to your phone numbers so that we can let people who are willing to help for Red Puppy Day appeal on the 22nd and 23rd of March. So
you can get me on my landline, which is 03 55 35 35 4, or you can get me on my cell phone by text or call on 027 58 58 020. So love to hear from you guys to come out and help, you know, get behind and help collect.
And you do have voicemail on
Do. I have on both my phones, so you can leave me a message if you can't get me.
Because Liz does work in the evenings of all time.
I do.
Yeah. So this is Carolyn Weston saying, I hope you've enjoyed our program today. We've had a lot of talking, but there's a lot of information for you to learn about. And until our March program, I'd like to thank our sponsors, South City Pharmacy, and until March, this is Carolyn Weston saying bye for now.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of the Access Internet Radio Project makes these podcasts available. To find similar podcasts by other stations involved in the project, go online to accessradio.org.